This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The government keeps filling in the details about Obamacare for us, when it's going to start and how it's going to work when it does start. This week, the update is how you'll be able to pay for your insurance. The Department of Health and Human Services says insurers will have to take checks and money orders, not so surprising, but also prepaid debit cards. When those cards came on the market a couple of years ago, they were a way for people, often low-income people, to pay electronically without having a bank account. Now, prepaid debit cards are a $77 billion industry. Marketplace's Noel King reports now on how prepaid went mainstream.
You want to talk about mainstream? Earlier this year, Justin Bieber started pushing a Bieber-branded prepaid debit card called Spend Smart.
You know, when I was a kid, we didn't have a lot of money. I learned if you have $100 or $100 million, if you spend more than you have, you're going to go broke.
And the Occupy Wall Street movement is trying to launch a prepaid debit card called the Occupy Card. So what's going on?
This product is now being used by the Gen Y, the millennials.
Bill McCracken is the CEO of Synergistics Research Corporation. He studies the prepaid debit card market. He says 4 or 5 years ago, they were used almost exclusively by low-income people with no bank accounts. Today?
The younger segments in our population are taking a look at the prepaid card and saying, maybe I don't need a traditional checking account.
Christina Tatro, an attorney with Consumers Union, says during the banking crisis, a lot of people got fed up with their regular banks. Others turned to prepaid debit because their credit was so damaged. She says there's a catch. The point of these cards is they aren't linked to a traditional bank account.
So you don't have the traditional consumer protections that come with having a bank account, such as FDIC insurance.
And there's less oversight. So abusive penalties like fees for not using your card enough or fees to activate the card still persist. But industry watchers seem to agree that as the cards move to the mainstream, more regulation probably isn't far behind. I'm Noel King for Marketplace.